Hi, this is Dr. Mohammad Saeed, attending medical board, patient first time in Shafia. SHAFIA, last time Ahmed, AHMED, date of birth is 0510-1964. Your examination date is 0520-2024. Your next line chief complaint, colon. Patient say that she has a desert cough. Question, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of cough, comma. Acid reflux, comma. Abnormal fasting plus glucose, comma. Swelling of both the legs here. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her daughter stating that she has cough. Along with the acid reflux. And patient was on famotidine on and off. Here patient did not have any blood in the saliva or tardy stool cleared. Next line, patient has abdominal cramps on and off, but lately she has been fine and last year she was antispasmodic medication. Your next time patient also stated that her fasting blood glucose is ranging from 140 to 160 milligram per day. And she is taking metformin 500 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Patient denied any numbness or tingling of the upper or lower extremities. Next line. Patient also noted that swelling in both legs and it started after she had a flight from India 3 days ago. There is no pain in the calf or redness. And she has no history of deep venous thrombosis. Here, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, exposure to infection, allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, cancel cough, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting. The patient also denied. Skin rashes or snoring period. Next line. That's medical history. It's significant for diabetes, and she is on glipizide, 5 milligram, half tablet. A day, if blood sugar is more than 150, comma, Tradjenta 5 milligram once a day, comma, metformin, 500 milligram, one tablet, twice a day, along with low-carb diet. Here, next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on rosuvastatin 20 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of gastritis and reflux, and she is on famotidine 20 milligram once a day as needed. Period. social history patient lives with her husband. And she never smokes cigarette or alcohol upon all she related abuse. Your patient is fairly active. Here, next line. ENT examination is unremarkable. Here, next line, neck is supple without any neutral enlargement or stridor. Here, next line, heart examination. There is normal first and second sound without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line, extremities has trace of pulmonary edema up to the ankle bilaterally without any cast, swelling or tenderness. And there are no open wounds. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. I had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan. And all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized her understanding. Period. Next patient. Eliza, A-L-I-Z-L, semicolon, C-O-L-O-N, date of birth is 10-09-1992, period examination date, 05-20-2024, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today, with a chief complaint of sore throat, comma, sternum pain, and right side and upper back pain, period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she went to emergency room a few days ago and had extensive workup done, including sternum x-rays. They did not show any fracture. And patient was told that she has chest wall pain. And she was given spironolactone 100 milligram once a day. And patients say that after that she felt better. But since this morning patients started having pain in the sternum upon stretching, and also she noticed pain in the right side upper back. There was no dizziness or shortness of breath. Next line. Recently patient had tonsillectomy correction. About a month ago patient had tonsillectomy and since then she had the chest wall pain. And the sore throat is the minimum without any sputum production, and she denied any fever or chills. Here, the next line. ER reports reviewed and discussed with patients. Here, the next line. Review of system colon patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, ear pain, comma. Cough, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or open wounds. To the next line. Past medical history is significant for tonsillectomy. Your next line, social history patient lives with family and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit abuse, patient currently not working. Your next line. rest of the colon. This ENT examination is unremarkable. Posterior pharynx is unremarkable for the absence of stasis without any alterations. Here, next line. The chest wall examination reveals tenderness of the costochondral joints as well as the sternum, but patient is able to take deep breath without any difficulty. Period. There are no lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart cells without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lung examination has good entry bilaterally without any breathing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Bronchioles are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema. A tremor. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the soft tissues of the upper back, especially on the right side. And the range of movement of the cervical spine is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Had a long discussion with the patient about a treatment plan. And she's going to have a CT scan of the sternum and rib X-rays. Period. Next patient. Anis, A-N-I-S, last name, Siddiqui. S-I-D-D-Q-U-I. Date of birth is 03-05-1948, period examination date. 05-20-2024, period, next line. Chief complaint colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam. Also complaining of right shoulder pain and right foot pain, period, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he has noticed pain in the right shoulder and he had international travel. Few weeks ago, the right shoulder pain level is 5 or 6, and it is worse upon exertion and is relieved after resting. Patient has used over-the-counter medication with some relief. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of right foot pain, and the pain level is 6 to 7. The pain is worse in the morning hours. And he has pain upon walking, but eventually it gets better. Period. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denies excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma. Cough, comma. Chest pain, comma. Shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma. Vomiting, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling, comma. Tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Period. Next line. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. That's medical history significant for diabetes, and he's on alogliptin, 25 milligram once a day. Cancel that. There was a patient on Tradjenta, 5 milligram once a day, along with low carb diet. The next line patient is also on. Christian patient has a history of chronic bronchitis and is on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs 3 or 4 times a day as needed. The next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 80 mg once a day along with low fat diet. The next time patient has a history of hypertension and is on enalapril 5 mg 1.5 tablet a day along with low salt diet. next line. That's surgical history. Patient has pulmonary artery disease with stent. And he had open heart surgery. Here, next line. Social history, patient. Married, lives with his wife and son. Here, patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of electrical abuse. Patient's exercise mostly walking. The next line, obstructive colon. HEENT examination. Is unremarkable. The next line, acceptable without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any breathing. Beard, next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowel from the rectus. The next line, extremities has no cap tendon and osculidium. The right shoulder examination reveals tenderness of the rotator cuff and range of movement is limited due to pain. And grips are bilaterally equal. Here, next line. Right foot examination reveals tenderness of the plantar fascia. There is no deformity noted here. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient. And all his questions are answered to his satisfaction and verbal excellent understanding. Period. End of the day.